few announcements before the homily. We need your help right after Mass. If you can, start off your Lent well by sacrificing 5 minutes of your time to help us clean the pews. That would be great. Just go out the narthex and turn left, and somebody will be there to instruct you. St. Nymphna Novena will be, as usual, at 12:30, followed by adoration and then benediction. Saturday is the next formation day, from 9 to 12, and Father will give you the straight truth on what Vatican II is all about. Father will also be available right after Mass for confessions for those that are in need. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When Jesus prepared to enter the world in his public ministry, before he went forth, the Holy Spirit sent him to the desert. 40 days Jesus was alone with himself, the Father and the Holy Spirit, fasting and giving of himself in preparation for the task of salvation that he was about to take on. This Lent, which begins today, obviously, let it be your 40 days of preparation as you do the work of cooperating with that salvation that Jesus gained for you as he hung dying on that cross. Let this Lent be your desert time, your time to be one with God, taking a hard look at what you have become and measuring it against the person God always intended you to be. This past year has been for many a desert experience. With quarantines, limited time spent with family and friends, a year walking alone as Christ was in the desert for 40 days. Is God perhaps trying to tell you something? Is he saying, dig deep into your soul and see yourself as I see you? This Lent, take the noise of the world away for a time so you won't be distracted. Grasp this opportunity now and for the next 40 days. Speak with the Creator who loves you and covets your internal presence. Ask him how you may become a better person, become that person that he imagined you could be. Make this time a time of repentance, a time of rethinking who and where you are. If you were to die today and stand before God, what would he say to you? What are you doing right? What is not going according to God's plan in your life? How do you change? What is required of you? These are all questions that cry out for answers. Take this desert time to look for the answers with God's help. Make this Lent a time of growth, a time of purification. Ask yourself, what are your priorities? What is most important in your life, here, now, today? What do you desire? What do you dream about? When you are sitting quietly alone, what comes to mind? Is it thoughts of your job, family, possessions, maybe your reputation? Do you ever sit and wonder what eternity will be like? Do you ever dream of what it must be like to see God face to face? This Lent, take time to do just that. Go to your quiet place and dream of heaven. Speak of it with God. Examine your life. Is it sufficient to get you there? What needs to change? What needs to improve? If you're already on that narrow road, what do you need to do to stay on that road? During the next 40 days, search your soul for what might be keeping you from heaven. What habit do you have that may be keeping you from being the creation God thought you into existence to be? Is it pride, anger, laziness, perhaps gluttony? What do you see as your number one weakness? Put a name to it. Then work hard every day for the next 40 days to conquer that flaw. But don't try to do it alone. Bring this weakness to church and place it on the altar and ask God to take it and to give you the grace to change. Plan to come to the end of Lent a better person than you are today. But you ask, how will I do this? Well, our Lord gives us three important tools in today's gospel: prayer, giving alms, and fasting. Prayer is conversation with God, Find a place alone, away from all the distractions, and sit quietly for 5 or 10 minutes a day. Tell God what is on your heart. What troubles you? What fears do you have? Tell him what you are thankful for, and don't hold anything back. Then sit and listen. God speaks to us in the silence of our hearts. Try, if possible, to get to Mass during the week. Watch the Stations of the Cross. Come to Adoration Monday evenings or after Mass Tuesday or Wednesday. Can't spend an hour? Then spend whatever time you can. Don't forget to get to confession. Read the Passion accounts of all 4 Gospels, putting yourself there as a different person in each one. Say a rosary for the needs of others 2 or 3 times a week. Don't have 15 minutes for this? Then say a decade and build up to it. Consider finding a local charity and making a special donation this Lent. But don't feel constrained to just give of your wealth. Give of yourself. Give of your time and talent. Offer your time in adoration or prayer for the intention of another. But do it in secret. While we all want to be loved and thought well of by others, where would you receive any reward for love given freely? Would it be here and now, or would you rather have it in eternity? As Catholics, we're called to fast, but only for 2 short days, today and Good Friday. We can do better than that. Is there something you look forward to each day that you might go without this Lent? Do it. Or perhaps instead of giving up something, you might try to do something positive for others, for your spouse, your children, co-workers, or those who God may place in your path each day. It could be as simple as a kind word, a helping hand, a smile, or a prayer. It might be practicing that virtue you need in order to fight that flaw, that vice that you are working on conquering this Lent. Lent is a time of humility, a time to see the truth of our lives. Where am I right now, today, in my journey to eternity? Am I on the right path, the path that leads to the narrow gate to heaven? Or have I made a wrong turn? And am I heading away from my created destiny? What would God say to you today? Welcome, my fine and faithful servant. I've been waiting for you, and all heaven rejoices at the news of your arrival. Or will he have a tear in his eye as he looks upon you in dirt-encrusted robes and with the quietest whisper says to you, "My child, as much as I would have you with me, my justice so exceeds my mercy that I must send you to the world of your choosing." My friends, the very thought of such an encounter with God sends chills in my spine every time I read it. This time, our present life is not a trial run. We won't be given a second go-round. So I beg you, take stock of your life. Use these 40 days to look with the eyes of honesty at where you have been this past year. In true humility, ask God for his light that you may know how things are between you and him. If change needs to be made, then use this Lent to make this change with God's grace. There are none of us who are without sin or faults. There are none of us who can't change for the better. My brothers and sisters, let this Lent be an antidote for the noise, the worry, the fear of this past year. Let it be a time of repentance, a time of purification, a time to come back to the God who made you and loves you. So as you approach the altar to receive our Lord today, promise him that you will make this your Lent to remember. May God bless you.